Old Business Annual Meeting. It's really important. September 16th coming up, 1 o'clock here at the Ranch House. Number one nomination. The date for cutting off any further nominations was August 5th, but on August 5th and on Sunday, I believe, I received two people that would not be running. I have, at present, Ken Lent, Nancy Byrne, Bob Becker, and John Martin. We do need to have five positions filled. I spoke with Dale on Thursday in his office and told him that we needed to have this number to be ready to put out for the newsletter. Dale, do you have any names at this point?
Kim. This is Pete. Would consider serving. They don't want to get involved in wasting their time on joining the board at this time.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I have two other possible names that I will be contacting them at a later date to make sure that we have it filled. And I should know, because August 15th, which is Tuesday, will be the date that we have to have all the paperwork out, and we're probably going to be pushing it at that date, the 15th.
Well, it seems to be a moot point. If we need five slots filled, and we have five candidates, we don't need to have an election, do we?
Well,
we only have four candidates.
Yeah, but I see what you mean. If like last year, we had three, and three were needed for the board.
Personally, I would be willing to serve if the Meadow Canyon Road could be open to the county. Their proposal for last year, accepted by the... put on the agenda to vote on without upgrading. See, the fish truck can't get up to or down. You need a better road up through there in order to get some people that will come and stay in the cabin. My sister was here 4th of July, and she called me aside after I spent weekend here. Yeah, I'm on the board. She said, well, have you been in the cabins? And I said, honestly, I haven't. She said, you better. She says, we're not like that. So I feel like that there's a... Well, I had that big reunion. I had four cabins that weekend, and nobody was pleased with the... place. Some way we've got to find a way to upgrade the cabins, and we've got to keep them full and riding horses to pay for this program.
I would like to suggest that you contact Ed Polinsky, who's shown interest for the last two or three times. And has been...
He was one of my...
Yeah, okay. That's the one name comes to mind for me, anyway, right off
okay.
The bat.
All righty. It was mine.
Oh, the electrician on the page.
Larry Murphy?
Larry Murphy.
No.
Larry didn't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How would the board feel if we... because we seem to be divided on some of the issues. How would they feel about running two different parties? Say, run a board that has a platform or an agenda of something to do of their goals or their agenda, and getting a number of people who want to do that on say, this party and then sort of democratic-like, like the democracy, like the United States, the Democrats and the Republicans. What if you have a board that says, okay, this party wants to do this thing, everybody that votes for this agenda, this would be the board, everybody that votes and have another agenda over here.
You divide the whole thing. It has to be one group, as Dale had said, a harmony in terms of what we're presenting. And I don't think that our views are that entirely polar, so that you can say I have to do this or I have to do this, so that we're going to become separate entities within one. I don't believe that's my personal opinion. I don't think something like that would work. I think we should be able to work together.
But if Al Gore was his vice president, or they had that kind of conflicts, they would get even less done than they are doing right now. If there's an agenda, or absolutely possibly been suggested, it could be budgeted for, then some of the rest of us would be happy to serve. If the ranch doesn't need our leadership, or they can do the right now, are there goals for this company? Anybody identified? How much money is needed to strengthen Deer Springs Ranch? Whether it's new furnishings in the cabin, whether it's upgrading the cabins themselves, whether it's there's a whole list of things that are not being addressed. And if there was a proposal like a platform that said, hey, it's time that we spend $200,000 or $300,000 on the ranch, first question would be, where does the money come from? But also, is it needed? Does the ranch need to be upgraded? And how are we going to upgrade it? And with that kind of an agenda or a platform, I think some other good leaders would be interested in helping to provide some leadership.
And I believe that leadership is very valuable, and that is the reason why we have committees, for those committees to report to the board, 7-man board that's been created, with their input, their work being done, their plans to be presented to the board in order to have things occur. Yes, I agree to that. But to have a separate board, two boards with two agendas, I believe every person on the board at this present time has the same agenda, to bring the ranch up to spec for what it needs. But in that respect, you need to have people on the board that's willing to put the time into it and work at it. Phil?
I would like to call us back to order and back to the agenda, because we've been down the side of the road.
Thank you.
I don't think now is the time.
Well, it has to be the time if we decide, if we were to change it before the annual meeting.
I don't think we're going to.
All I can see is that we're going to polarize the ranch even more if you're going to.
You would divide it even more.
Splitting off. Okay, here's this group and here's this group. We're going to identify these two groups and give them names at the ranch.
Who's going to have final authority?
I think to me that.
No, the board will still have authority.
I think that what Candy mentioned was not at all. They're not two boards or two agendas.
Yeah.
I think the membership should
have a Democrat and Republican Party.
As far as candidates.
But you're going to have to, okay, I'm going to have to decide now. Do I my feelings go more at this group, or my feelings go more at that group?
So some issues, they might be.
Is that what you want?
No. I'd like to see a 7-man board that represents the whole association as close as possible.
They're all in one mind, right?
Basically, most of the members are in one mind. On most issues, there's a couple issues out there that there's different feelings on, and there always will be those
And okay. we had a vote on one of those major issues last year, which was the Meadow Canyon Road.
But I think if you start designating this group and this group, well, you're going to draw a line down through the ranch. At least that's my feeling.
Yes.
A minute. Yes.
I said it before, and I think it's true, and I think it's our main problem. We've created a monster here that is going to devour us. Have you ever heard those words before? We've created a monster that's going to devour us. Anybody heard those words before?
From you. Meadow Canyon Road.
If we don't open Meadow Canyon Road and get some outside funds coming in, we're not going to be able to fund this place. Some way, we've got to get them on the horses and in the cabins. And if they can't get to the cabins because of the condition of the roads, then we need to do something about the roads. Out at Moxon, or out at out there on the Arizona Strip, that monument, but from Pipe Springs, there they built that casino, the Indians did, to get under the tax law and to have their casino and bring in funding for the tribe. Well, what happened was that the tribe didn't bring in outside funding. It just took money from itself, and it created a monster that devoured it. And so they shut down the casino for that reason. We're in the same position. We can't continue to sell off our private land to pay our upkeep and maintenance. We've got to get outside people in and make it click. That's the basis of, I think, what Shauna was saying, is that there's a slate of candidates, and this is their platform. It's a progressive platform. And there's another slate of candidates, and this is their platform, and it is a
Status quo.
Yeah, let's maintain the status quo.
Ken, I'd like to call the meeting.
Let me finish
order.
Excuse me. Let me finish my comment.
There was a pause, so that's when I said something.
Take a breath.
All right. Good.
There needs to be a choice where the members can select, yes, they want to stay with the status quo, or no, they want to find some way to fund it without having to sell off the private land.
Maybe that might be some type of discussion for the following year to come, to be presented at the next year. You can't just throw something out on the deck and expect it to be accepted, again, without a plan of sorts. I believe that what we have coming forward are precisely those types of plans. The people that put the time and effort into it to get it done are always the same exact people. And it seems that if you divide off and go into another section, another area, and you're going to do this, you're going to do it. Well, you know what? This board next year will also be doing things. If I could sit down and count the number of things we've done and add it up, it is very numerous. And it will probably continue in that same vein. We have different ideas for next year. We have some things that I think that are going to work. And I believe that some of the people that have accepted a nomination for the board of those types of people that are going to put the effort into it. So I can't say we're at a standstill, a dead end, that it's not going to function, because I believe it will. And I think with that said, Brent, you had something to say.
Well, Val finished his thought.
Well, I'd like to say one thing about Val's comment. He always brings up they're selling off property to fund the ranch. We got a lot. Through the lawsuit settlement with Dale Clarkson, we sold that lot. It helped pay for the water system, yes.
Two of them. We sold two lots. One paid for all the gravel on the roads, and the other one paid for the water system.
That was nice. Those were extras. We didn't have to gravel. We did have to do the water system. But we're not, over the years, selling off our common areas. Those were two that were lots that were extra to us through a lawsuit settlement.
What about where, lot one?
Lot one has not been sold, has it?
Well, I thought it was up on the board. It's up on the...
It's not. It was looked at, researched, and decided that lot one could not be sold because it was originally part of the common property unless the membership totally voted to. So there's no pending sale of lot one. So we are not in the business of selling lots off every year, and I think that's an erroneous assumption that you make and you bring up. And yes, we've heard the monster, and it's all from you.
Where's the funds coming from at the end of the year?
We had plenty of funds at the end of last year when she stood up and told everybody how broke we were. Did we not? Yes, we did.
I know there
wasn't
much.
We did. This year, we are online to have enough funds to meet our budget.
It's tight.
It was tight last year, but it's what we budgeted. We have a tight budget. We're never going to have a voluminous budget unless we raise the assessments. And then maybe if you come up with a detailed plan and you go out there and you make the money, then we'll lower the assessments. But to say, oh, we need this much, $200,000, like Dale always brings up. Let's do this. We can raise this much on the horses. We can do this and this. It's fine. We can. Okay, let's see it happen. And in the meantime, let's take care of our household. Let's pay our bills. And if you can bring up those things with plans and have them function. But half the time we ask you for those detailed plans and you guys never show up with them. You never come forth. You never make the meeting. You never come forth with the paper. It doesn't happen. And so why should we trust to put our necks on the chopping block out there for these gargantuous, wonderful plans that sound wonderful when we've been really let down so many times in the past on the details? And you have to admit, you have let us down on details.
Candace,
yes.
Would time be available for, I've personally been asked several times, to say, what is your plan with the detail that Phil has just asked for? Is it appropriate and is it time, sometime soon, to address that fully and to let the membership evaluate Plan A and Plan B?
Or
do you want to block it?
You're saying there'd be a pro and a con by A and B? Is that what you mean?
No, not necessarily.
I think it'd be wonderful if you came to the annual meeting and you had boards and plans and all of this, and the whole membership got a feel for it and could look at it and say, hey, that looks good. And then the board would say, yeah, oh, everybody seems to like that, Dale. Yeah, let's try that.
It's got to be a complete plan. It's got to have not only this is what we're going to do, but it's got to be, where's this funding coming from? How are we
as we mill around and have our annual meeting, that's a perfect time to get ideas out into the general membership.
Well, that was the purpose of my question. If there was a well thought out plan that has money, you know, it can't be a hocus pocus.
Yeah.
Would time be allotted at the annual meeting?
This year?
What?
This year?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Yes, I'd only do once a year.
Yeah, I think
do it. I'd be in favor of it too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But as a proposal, not something we're going to vote on right that day.
Why not?
Because
that's why I said this meeting, you presented.
Let's get it out so that we can get it in.
That's what I thought. The board, the planning, we listen to it, and it's presented. But that's why I said this annual meeting, I don't know, but there's time to get that information out.
You're bypassing the board.
That's right.
Yep.
Not everybody would be at the annual meeting.
It sounds like by doing that, you're bypassing the board doing a planning commission on it, or evaluation of it.
Well, possibility, you know, they could have the material 2 weeks in advance. I don't know. I'm just...
Well, if we're not voting on it, we could all be exposed to it. It doesn't matter.
Well, what if we do it so that it's being voted on?
Because not all the members attend the annual meeting.
I guess it could go out by Tuesday. or we can maybe postpone that a couple of days, I guess. We're not supposed to.
Well, no, I don't know that necessarily needs to go out in that. Maybe it's a follow-up letter 2 weeks later.
But what about all the members that can't make the meeting? They trust that we're going
to... Fine. Let them. I mean, we are under obligation because the bylaws to send out a notice for the next annual meeting.
And the things are going to be voted on.
It doesn't necessarily
require... The ballot has to go out.
Well, I don't see why, and I know the last meeting, a number of individuals spoke with you and said, well, if you have a master plan, if you have something that would be working for the ranch, then present it. I propose then that I would love to hear it, as everyone else has, but I don't feel it should be voted upon at the next annual meeting due to the fact there's not enough information given to the board itself and even to make a discussion.
I just have two questions. One is what if there was a presentation made, and recognizing that time is limited, could the presentation be made and then a vote be called for a month later by mail and the whole nine yards? I mean, is there any reason why we couldn't be flexible with this whole thing?
No, I think that'd be fine. It's all presented, we gather ideas, everybody's going to tweak a little.
Right.
And then we come to the consensus, we send it out to the membership a month or 2 months later, and they vote on it.
And see, that would be that way I think we could satisfy both sides of this thing and not be pressed for time, recognizing that within a month or two, after the presentation, a vote would be taken, and then we could actually implement it. If we did it soon enough, we could implement it by January 1st, when our budget year starts.
I'm just suggesting that sounds fine. I just, Candace says we're all in harmony. We are not in harmony. We have not been in harmony, and I think we're not going to become in harmony. Maybe that's right or wrong, and I'm not saying who's on which side, but we are completely at odds on many of the issues. And so to craft some kind of a program that would break this stalemate, and dissemination of information usually is the way. All of our owners are decent adult people with a brain, and they should be able to say, gee, I saw plan A and I saw plan B, and I'm ready to vote on it. But whether it's voted then or later or whatever, may well be a way of strengthening Deer Springs Ranch.
Well, I'm just suggesting an alternative so we could accomplish both things: the presentation and have it. If we decide to vote on it, then we can have it in place by January when our budget budget year starts, and we could get something accomplished, and that would be a good thing. The other question I have is, it sounds as though we have a number of people who are, the willingness to serve on the board has waned. The number of times we just have lots of people applying. And I have to agree that Dale and I had a conversation the other day, and there's obviously some contentious feelings. Is there a reason why we can't have a 5-member board rather than a 7-member board? I wasn't here when it was 5. And
I think we had to change the bylaws back. It was voted on, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was okay. So we could have that. We could send that out with this notice and change it back to a 5.
Right.
If everybody agreed to it. And since the mailing hasn't gone out, that could be certainly be done.
Okay. All right. I'm just, I just...
What was the reasoning?
If you want to make that as a suggestion, do so, and then the board is obligated to send that out with this mailing.
I'm only suggesting it as we can't get enough people, qualified people to take the positions,
It was just to have two extra people help do that.
Sure, there's a lot of work to be done on that board. I know that, and only a few people, roll up their sleeves and hop in and do it.
And the absenteeism was killing us. We needed the extra, I think, too, and more brain power.
Right, exactly.
But it's still been about the same amount of candidates. So
anyway, that's all I was going to say. I think we need to strike a compromise on this, and I think that's a reasonable way to do it.
The 5-minute thing, or
the have a presentation.
See, I don't think there's any objection to that. And I think when Candy says everybody's out unified, they are for the goodness of the ranch. But let's face it, it's always really Meadow Canyon Road. It's going off with plans without the details, implementing things. Let's see.
I think it's
the Middle County Road and commercialization, I think the two main issues that's polarizing members.
So the rest of the stuff, I think we are all unified. We work fairly well on problems at hand, you know, the road thing or the hole in the dike or this or that. I mean, Donna and, you know, we've had some good working meetings on some of those things. But, oh, I know the other issue was some people, you know, we've got to have more right. Basically, it sounds to me like saying you've got to force people to ride horses. You've got to force them to come to cabins. And the cabin usage is down when every time we show statistically that it's up. We get these same old arguments. And that's where I feel that camps come from. And that camp for me is Val, is Dale, some extent Shauna. Larry is a mix. And let's say, call a spade a spade. That's where it's all at. And that's the discontention that we have is either an oh, that or a real big issue. Not being able to not pay your assessments and have no consequences. That's where Val always thinks that is purely an optional thing.
I disagree. The bylaws and the deed restrictions have tremendous teeth in them and always have.
Well, they have always the teeth, have. But he wants to take those teeth out.
No, I don't think he wants to take the teeth out. No.
What is, do you or don't you, Val?
No, I do not.
You don't. You no. want people to... No. You do not want people to be able to lose their lot if they won't pay their assessment. Is that right?
Yeah, I think
okay,
that's
then you do.
Well, I think
that's the issue.
The bylaws call for restriction of membership, not a taking of private property.
We have that's that.
We don't actually do it.
Well, I'd like to get back on track here. Dale has presented an idea about the next part that's on here about the annual meeting, about the agenda, and having a portion of the agenda include a plan that can bring Deer Springs Ranch to another level in the future and make it function and be a good place for people to come. Okay, and
wait. You need to get a commitment. If that's going to be
well,
brought up.
I'm just trying to bring this up. I'm not saying it's an agenda item. I'm just saying this is what Dale was saying. If we're in agreement here in terms of if he would be able to have that ready for the September 16th meeting.
Okay, one of the things, Candy, that goes along with this, if an agenda plan were, a master plan was approved, let's say it looked good and people approved it, and the board...
You mean to vote on it, Brett? Yeah.
Well, or later on, whenever Brett wants them to vote on it. And the board says, no way, Jose, I don't care. We are not. In fact, we know that it can't happen. We know we can't ride horses and do cabins, and we are not going to do it.
Then if you're the originator of that motion, you call for a special ranch meeting, and you have a ranch type vote. Override that.
Can the proposal go with it? Certain board members that would help to carry it out. There's no use in spending $5,000 putting together a plan only to be thrown in the trash can.
And I know what you're saying, but the problem is we have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the risk.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, so what if
they would like to listen to it? You already told me the members were ignorant and not in tune enough to know really what was going on. Therefore, this is the reason the board should make decisions. You have told me that in the past. So I think if the board represents the majority, represents the membership, and if you don't have it ready for us to look at now, I would love to see it. I think the membership should see it. But to put at the same time, let's present it, and let's have a vote on it at the same time, I don't see where that's feasible.
Let's if the Dell say that later on, say first of December, we vote on it. Membership in general passes it.
Then the board would be along with it because
the board would have
yes.
to be mandated to go along with it. I think that's what you're saying.
Well, they might be mandated. They wouldn't be obligated. But my thing is so, okay, so Dale then says, well, this is a bunch of phooey. That board should pass it because I think there's more people that agree with it. Then he needs to call for a special meeting of members again. It might have to be in February or Anschweig vote. That's the risk Dale takes in presenting this thing. Anybody would have to take the same risk. There are no guarantees. You spend $2,000, $1,000, or $3,000, or $5,000. You have to decide if you want to take that risk. It is a risk. And if the board, the people of the ranch could be really upset because they all like this, and they could call for all the members on the board to be taken off. But there can't be any, there's no guarantee they'll do that, and that's the risk you have to take.
Okay, here's the way I see it. If I was having a birthday party or a surprise party or something, I would probably get a few of my friends or sisters or whatever to put it together because we'd be all of one mind, one thinking. But let's say we plan the party and then somebody else takes over to do the work. Do you think it'll turn out the same?
Well, we're not in that situation.
I think it is. I'm saying if you put a plan out and somebody brings an idea to the table and then other people try to implement that program and they have no heart into it, or they have, if it's not their original idea, like me and my husband, remodeling a home, okay? If he's trying to do what I'm thinking and I have something totally in a different mind than what you were thinking, then we specific.
If it's real specific and it's voted on,
that's what I'd like to do. Put it on the ballot and say, okay, do you guys want to do this, or is the status quo the same as it's still going now, or would you like to do this and make a presentation? But the people that are putting this plan together should be there to enforce it.
If it's specific enough of a plan and not enough leeway for the board to screw up your plan, if it's specific enough and that everybody votes on it, then you're secure. And it becomes a moot issue as who's the board. So it's kind of a moot issue here. You got to present your plan. You got to politic. You got to get people that like your plan and will vote for it. And that's
exactly
the risk you take. And if you're the more specific, the less the board later on could screw it up if it's voted on. That would be my suggestion.
I think the people on the board would not necessarily follow through, would not necessarily raise the funds, would not necessarily do, you know, it's a complicated thing with a lot of initial creation and follow through that I think get disconnected, and would not move forward on the thing.
Well, very likely could if you're not specific enough. And this has been the problem in the past with all of your grandiose ideas. They aren't specific enough. And there is room for leeway. And the boards have disagreed with you. And that's the problem.
If the membership is in agreement, and it is a plan that is going to be sold to the membership, then it's probably going to be sold to the board in its overall concept. I believe that if you had a committee, whether you were in charge of that committee or not, Dale, and would oversee that, but you would be responsible to the board, and the board would allow you that leeway. But there has to be some sort of accountability to the board that the membership has elected. Otherwise, what's the point of having the board if someone else is going to go do something? But I think it could be in a committee form, give a special name, follow through with it. What funds do you need? Accountability in terms of what you're doing at a specific time frame, where it's going, what's occurred within your committee, and it's a follow through with the board. Ben?
Am I hearing that unless we can be guaranteed of a board rubber stamp said plan won't even occur?
That's exactly what you're hearing. And we hear this over and over again. Or hurt feelings like, well, but nobody wanted this. Or you want to reinvent the wheel. Okay. I've heard all of this stuff ad nauseum for 4 years now. And it mostly comes from Dale, and it's been coming from DeVal, and Shauna supported him. And from my viewpoint, it's exactly what's happening.
I think we're getting off track here.
Way off.
No, we're right on track. We're on nominations and setting the agenda for the next meeting.
Can I finish? You always tell everybody, can I finish?
You can finish.
Okay, thank you. I think we're getting off track in the sense that we're pointing fingers, all right? Remember, we got to fix the problem, not the blame. We can't blame any one individual. We have to fix the problem. Let's identify what the problems are. Let's find solutions for those problems, and then let's work towards solving those problems. It's when we try to blame individuals for problems, it's easy. We can all point fingers right at Dale. I had a nice meeting with Dale the other day, and we talked about a whole bunch of different things. And the problem is that we really can't. We have to accept everyone's input, everyone's ideas, and we have to be willing to listen to each other and work from that point in time and not just turn our mind off just because it's Dale or Shauna or Val or anybody. I really honestly think that we're losing our focus here. We need to focus on what the problem is. Let's identify what the problem is. Let's fix the problem. Let's find solutions to the problem. And I listened to Val, and I think Val thinks that our monster is going to eat us up because of we're going to run out of money, and we're going to have to start selling off our assets. Now, the one point at which I totally disagree with Val is the Meadow Canyon thing, because I think that's giving away an asset. Okay, that's just my opinion. However, he has a good point that if we don't do something, either raise assessments, special assessments, come up with another way to make money or to bring money to the ranch, then we ultimately can run into a problem, okay? To what degree, whatever. But let's quit pointing fingers here and let's fix it. Let's solve the problem. And you can have the floor back now.
Did he want it?
No, I just give it back to him. Oh.
So my thing is still on the table. Dale said, would it be appropriate if he could put something together and present it to the board? The addition to that was, and a later date at which time it's been reviewed by all members, including the board, have a vote on its acceptance or non-acceptance. And I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying I'm in agreement. I would like to hear what it is, and I'd like you to present it, because I think we need to look for the future and what we should be planning for. And I see nothing wrong in that. And I think that's what we're all saying. But I think what you want, if I'm hearing properly, is that you want to make a presentation and you want to vote on it at that particular time. So right now, those are the two things that I'm hearing. Shauna?
Okay. It's the same thing. If we make a presentation, we would want to be on part of the board to see it through. If it's not going to happen, we feel like we're spinning wheels, wasting time, wasting breath, wasting our hours of our days and meetings to be to the status quo, which is happening. I see nothing happening, seriously. I mean, little things are band-aided. We're taking care of things, little things. But if we want to make a difference, what does it matter? Who's it going to hurt? If there's a plan presented to the membership and say, Take a look at this, or do you want to stay where we're at? Do you want to make it? Do you want to make change, or you don't want to make a change? And let them decide, because as you'll notice, people have lost interest. They're dying out. They don't care. Nobody wants the back and forth stuff. Nobody wants all this. It's a contentious air, and it's not moving forward. We're sort of spinning wheels, and if you're a gambler, if you sit there long enough, you're going to lose. And that's what Val's talking about. It'll eat you up. You cannot stay there and play. We can't keep doing it because we're going backwards. You're either going forward or you're going backwards. And we can't continue what we're doing because we're losing ground.
Okay, so it's on the floor. Any more discussion from the board in terms of what the plan is? What are you going to do?
At the annual meeting?
Yes. What are your ideas?
And we're done today.
Nobody's
on that anymore. You guys just go about your business.
Isn't in in a way, what, at the annual meeting, when the board members report, that's a good time for them to say what they think has been accomplished or how they feel about what's happened or not. Some have taken advantage of it, some don't. One suggestion. Shauna, I don't think Candace's, there's two options here. The one about not voting and voting on it later still gives you all the opportunities presented, but I still hear from you and from Dale like little children, I'm sorry to be direct about it, worried and scared and don't want their feelings hurt if their plan doesn't get accepted. And so if it's not going to be accepted, I'm not going to tell you. Or, you know, if you're going to beat up on me a little bit, I'm not going to say it. So I don't mean to point the finger. I'm just saying that's why I would vote for Candace's proposal to, if anybody wants to present a plan or what they foresee for the ranch, whether it's a separate agenda item or as a board member, when each board member has a chance to talk, I will certainly talk about what I see as some of the problems or things that could happen. But again, it's all, if you want to make these grandiose changes, it's not all one great big change. It's little changes along the way that do it. You don't eat an elephant in one bite. And the contention has been wanting to keep things organized to a degree and not disorganization and or rampant selling. I mean, we hear about selling off assets, but from my perspective, the businessman orientation, and I'm part of a businessman, is to, from the other side opposite of me, is to really incur debts, loans. I've heard ideas for loans to fund this and to fund these plans and this plan and that plan. So anyway, Brent, it's not that... I'm sorry to be a little personal, but I've just heard these things over and over again, and it sounds like we're going to go through one more over again thing, present something in a grandiose way. I think, and here's pointing the finger, I'm sorry, but Dale is a very good presenter. He's a very good politician. I feel at the meeting he could present his plan in a very admirable way, speaking of his strong point. But to some of the rest of us, I'm not willing to just jump in and say, okay, let's vote on it right then, because I'm willing to bet there will not be the details. We've seen it over and over, and I'm willing to bet, Dale, you will not come up with those. But I invite you to do it. If you do it, I'd be willing. I'd sit there, and I am ready to listen. Brent, I listen to these guys. But when I ask for the implementation, I never get it. I am willing to listen every time. I don't shut you off when you have an idea about how to do this. But when I start asking the hard questions, I never get the answers.
I look at, okay, just real quickly, you know, I don't feel as though I'm in the hot seat because I've only had this for less than a year. But something has to give and something has to get better. You were president the year before. And I didn't see a lot.
Fight at every meeting.
I didn't see a tremendous thought going into what was going to be for the future. But whether it's negativity and disharmony, whatever, the thing is, I am in complete agreement. What can we do for the ranch? That's what I want to hear from you. The bottom line is, Dale, first thing, could you have something very specific for the membership to look at for the future?
Well, I think so. Now, a compatible thing to that, would you consider, number one, a detailed plan that is detailed enough perhaps for the members to make their evaluation or chew on it? At the same time, could a slate of officers be considered tied to that plan that would give harmony and a follow-through The plan may be shot down, and the people may be shot down, but would you accept the possibility of a candidate that would say, if this plan is adopted, we're nominees. If this plan is not adopted, we don't want to waste our time and fight over things. So that was my question. I think there could be some real strength and possibilities. And even to go a step further, you have four candidates and maybe five or six that you would have that would present what they hope to do during the next year that would be a presentation at the annual meeting so that there could be kind of two platforms. Maybe they're the same thing, but maybe they're not. So two platforms and two sets of candidates that would, and the membership might take half out of one, half out of the other. But I think that that would really give some information for the membership to look at to have a detailed plan that Phil has talked about. In addition to the plan that the other candidates are hoping to accomplish.
My question was to you, would you be able to present a detailed plan at the annual meeting? And you said yes, so I can accept at that level. Let me finish. The concept that you have in terms of, well, then let another side do a presentation on their own selves and this and that. You have had years and years and years to be thinking about what you want to do. And now all of a sudden we're coming up with a polarized kind of a situation. My main question to you was, could you have something ready? If we have something ready, then I go to the next step. Could you have a vote later at another time? That's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at anything about divided, because I asked you specifically, do you have any more candidates? No, there's disharmony. Had nothing to do with another concept of another group of people putting something together. I could not validate that. Had you brought this up in January, maybe I could have. But this is, again, same thing that happened last year, 1 month before the meeting. And I, you know, I'm gonna point fingers. Who does that for the board? I cannot count on you. I can't count on you. I can't count on you. I can't count on anybody except Phil. Sometimes. I can't have any help except for somebody and Barbara. I have had it with let's do things at the last minute. It's not going to work. Who is going to put this newsletter together? Who is putting this stuff together? Who assisted me with anything? And I think you can look at me and call me names, don't cry, don't do this or that. I have worked very, very hard. We have made progress. I don't care, Dale, last year you didn't make progress. You are on the board. You have ability. You know what? I've had the same negativity, same lack of commitment from any of you. I've asked your son to do things for me. He hasn't done it. Stop it. It is in a situation now where I can't count on anybody. I am it. I live in Las Vegas. When it came time to hire new people, how many of you really helped out with that? That was my question. With all the stuff, I take over, and you're saying nothing's accomplished. Well, how do you hire somebody? Well, we don't have any paperwork for that. How about a contract? We don't have any paperwork for that. Do you have a contract for Barbara? We never did anything like that. Is there a gravel policy? There is nothing that has happened. We try to do things on this ranch and ask for your help. Shauna was the only person that came up to help paint a little bit. It is that thing that's causing the disharmony
because of lack of commitment. Now, I heard Shauna speak and say, we could do things together. I don't know if it's going to be another group of we again that you're going to do that. And I hope that there's some level that there is participation in a board. These people who have said they're willing to take part at the board want to do things for the ranch. It is very important for them. And you know what? They have talked to me. These people who said they want to be on committees, I asked your son to assist in that. Do you think anything was done? No. So, Candy, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. I can't do it all, Dale.
Jump on the metal cannon and I'll back you.
It's not me against you. I have people that are willing to work. I have other people that are not willing to work, Dale. So if you're going to say you're going to put together your group and they're going to work and they do everything that... You know what? Mrs. Bose, you can't do anything. Well, I'll tell you, there's been a lot more done in this last year than you did in the year before. Mm-hmm. And I still had the animosities and the lack of commitment from four board members who would do nothing. And then Barbara has been such an integral part of this ranch, and then she quit. How is everything supposed to be done? I can't do it by myself, Dale. I cannot. I want to support you. If you have an idea, I want to.
My plan would change.
But Dale, I keep hearing of your plan. I remember in January, you were supposed to bring up the cabin rental pool stuff. Well, I give up on that now. You were supposed to, along with Val, come up with something with a horse plan. Well, I give up on that now. The last meeting in June, I asked, something was brought up about a well being put on lot one. I said, bring a plan. Well, I don't want to do a plan. I don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. Val Cram says the family's not going to do it anymore. All I asked was a plan for the board. The board has to take that action. If you're telling me, as a developer, you don't want a board anymore, and you want to do your things alone, then that's what the membership's going to have to... Oh. Period. Barbara?
I just say amen to what Candy's done. Dale, I've heard this. You were president for a year, and you had opposition on the board, too, but you didn't do anything. You didn't accomplish it. Shauna and you guys are always saying that there's this division. That's why nothing's getting accomplished. That's not true. It's because people are all talking, no do. And I'm tired of it. It's like there's graders to be fixed. There's roads to be done. There's people to be hired. There's management to be done. Nobody steps up to the plate. They expect Candy to do it from Las Vegas.
She can't.
Let's come up with a plan. You know, there's Bob Becker, there's Nancy Byrne, there's Kim Lent. These people are ready to get on the board. There's John. They're ready to get on the board and help. And they're not polarized with Metal Canyon here or Metal Canyon not. You know, I mean, that's not the point. The point is, I want to do something for this ranch. I want to move this ranch forward. These new people want to move this ranch forward. If you present a good plan, why aren't they going to support that good plan, too? They're reasonable-minded people. They're not sighted here. None of these people have served on the board. Ever. They're reasonable people. So if it's a good plan, they should go with it too. Candy's a reasonable person. If it's a good plan, she's going to go with it. You know, I mean, we're all that way. We're reasonable, strong adults, you know, and it's like the problem is that we're too committed outside to take time to help on the board, you know? And I understand that because I'm very committed too, and that's why I resigned, and I'm sorry that I dumped on Candy. And I've already told her that before. I dumped on her because I knew she was capable, and I needed out, you know? And I pitied her since, but anyway, because I felt like you guys would step up to the board. Honestly thought, there's a good board here. We've got some good men, we've got some good women on this board. You guys go step up to the plate and you'll help her if I'm out. And it didn't happen, and I felt sorry for her, you know? And I just don't want that to be the way it is next year. I want these people that are running, I want them to have the support. I want it to be a team effort. Go forward with a good plan, you know? And then we can all fire up and get excited about this thing again, you know? And let's drop it. Metal Canyon was voted on. It was defeated. If you want to do it again, then present it together and do it. But don't put it as I'm not going to do it because you guys defeated Metal Canyon thing. Just work on it on your own, Val. But not to these people. Let's give it to the membership. Let's put it in the board. I think if you want to do it, let's present it. Let's do it. You know,
we tried to present that to the board. And Candy said, I will not allow it.
No. She did not. She said, you can present it in September. And in September's here. Let's present it. And if you guys got it, let's put it in the thing on August 6th. By Tuesday. Let's get it out. know, if that's what you want to do it again. But
like you said, don't wait till the last minute. We would have done that several months ago.
You wanted a vote by the board to change it months ago.
We said to put out the membership.
And you had enough authority to say no.
You wanted to do that right after the vote. It wasn't just a few months ago.
Okay, let's get back to it. I'm sorry for being a woman. Question is, on the agenda, Dale, do you want to present a plan for the future for the board? Let's just look at that first. Could you be ready? You told me yes. I don't know that this has to be a vote of the board whether or not he's allowed to do that.
Remember, next
let's just do it. Okay. Now, the second question is, and I don't know if this should come from the board at this point, should it be a voted agenda item?
I would make a motion that it is not a voted item because unless the detailed plan is sent out with legal notice, it cannot be legally done.
It's not fair to those people that we have membership all over this nation, and they are dependent upon you seven people that are on this board, or, you know, to make sure that they get a fair say in everything that goes on. And when they get that ballot and they get that agenda and that annual meeting information, they're assuming that's what's going to take place at the annual meeting, and this is what should be voted on, and they send back
it
their
changes.
Ballot with that.
Sorry.
If you suddenly change the meeting and decide to throw something in there and vote on it then you don't give them a say, and that is not fair, and you will have legal recourse against it.
Right, so if you send it out with the newsletter,
then
it can be voted on.
Exactly.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor.
That's not right. You know, I think that we can discuss and have items at the annual meeting and require a vote on it without this attitude that, no, we've got to make sure that people who don't come to the meeting have. So, you know, it's a very simple legal question. Can we or can we not?
We cannot. If you read the state statutes we tried to incorporate, you cannot.
I really don't want to be argumentative here, but that exact opposite argument was made last year about the Meadow Canyon. One document was not sent out, and the claim was made that the membership didn't get all the information. And so I see this as kind of the opposite of that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I see this as kind of the opposite of that. If we all of a sudden just show up at a meeting and vote on something where the membership don't have the information.
They need the information. They don't. They need the information.
They need the information, or I don't see how they can.
Even if our bylaws do address it, but they are more addressed in all the state statutes, which we've been trying to conform to.
These people are trusting us to do what we say we're going to do, and that is follow our agenda that we have established to vote on the things that are on the ballot that they get to vote on. And that's what they're trusting us to do. And if you suddenly throw something else in there that you're going to vote on, that's just totally...
Especially major.
Yeah, I mean, anything. But a major issue like that, boy, you would have them come apart.
All right, there's a motion on the floor made by
Phil
to not have a vote at the annual meeting.
But you can vote on it at another special meeting.
Okay. But he didn't say that.
not to vote at the annual meeting unless the full disclosure of the plan is given with legal notice by this, whatever it is, using.
Is there a second? John Martine seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
One, two opposed. I'm sorry, you're way over there. Two opposed. Let it show Dale Clarkson and Val Cram. Did I hear you? Yeah. Okay. It will not be voted on. Okay, that's one item. Can we call this on the agenda future plan?
Aye.
Can I put it on there in that sense, or what?
No, because then that would be as if the board was saying, here's a future plan. I would say...
proposed?
Requested time by Dale Clarkson for proposed ideas for the future of the ranch.
Master plan. How about master
plan? Dale Clarkson's proposals for a master plan. So you have to identify the source. If you don't, then it's assumed that it's the board.
Okay.
Candace, in connection with this,
I would like to request that this agenda item and the nomination of candidates be left open until tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
No.
Not tomorrow, Monday at 5 o'clock.
No.
Well, if we do that, then can we give me a couple more days to put the thing together?
I don't have... I spoke to you in your office on Thursday. The deadline was August 5th. I said, please, and you said, well, I have a list of number of people. I said, then call them and specifically tell them that it is open till Saturday. You said, I will do that.
I second the motion because I didn't even know we had a deadline.
Well, it was in the minutes.
And the minutes I got yesterday.
It was in the newsletter. It was on the email.
I got it yesterday.
No, the
email.
Last
email.
The newsletter.
I'm a little confused. Did Dale make two motions in one motion? Or what? Did you restate your motion?
I asked that my firm commitment on the master plan and nominations be left open until Monday 5 o'clock.
I mean, whether you're going to do it or not?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're going to do it or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
This is at a point now where we're looking to say what the agenda is.
But wait. You still have people that you want to nominate. We have four nominees, and we have five positions. So you still want to leave it open to put these other two in to go ask them. Why not wait till Monday at 5 o'clock? What difference is it going to make? It comes from you or it comes from him?
No, he's saying now whether or not he even wants to do the master plan. He wants to know
by Monday whether or not he's going to
allow us to do it.
Sorry. Or Monday at 5 for nominations.
Yeah, he has two parts to what he's saying. And the second part is that nominations be left open until Monday at 5.
Okay, my question is then who's going to put this together? I mean,
Barbara has to give time. But we don't have enough as it is.
No, I have enough time to do it right now.
I mean, we don't have enough nominees as it is, what I'm saying. She wants to leave it open to put hers in. Why can't you wait till Monday at 5 to put...
Today was the deadline.
But you don't have extras either.
Today is not over either. I told him today, and he said that would be perfect.
Have you asked these people here, these other ones that you're thinking about?
I have a telephone.
Actually,
already here.
No, I didn't go ahead. Whatever you'd like to do.
No, you have a motion, but it was a twofold. Can we separate it?
I would like to beg the question that we do separate the motions, vote on them separately.
Well, I seconded the motion.
Well, they're connected. If one doesn't pass, then you don't want the other.
No.
Well, we've already established the fact that he was going to present this. I have already written down request a time from Dale Clarkson for the master plan. He had already suggested, we already agreed that was going to be part of what the agenda was going to contain.
Not true, Ken.
Not true now.
The presentation, the possibility of these things depends on human leadership to make it happen. There's no use in putting something together.
Why not present it, you know, why not present it so that we all can know what it is? Then perhaps that's something that the Deer Springs Ranch can go forward with. I mean, to say that no one else has the ability except you to follow through on a particular item or items is a real slap in the face that you can't, we are not capable of doing it. You're the only one that can do it with your group of people. Why can't your group of people work with our group of people? Why can't there be the harmony? That's what I'm looking for, Dale. The harmony between everybody. And again, we're talking about abstracts. I have absolutely no idea what you're even talking about. I'd like to hear it. Can you...
Will it hurt?
Will it hurt to have it presented? No, that's what we want.
No, I mean, tell Monday. Will it hurt for things to change till Monday, to hold off till Monday?
Are you going to put it together, Shauna? Send it all out?
Maybe.
There's that commitment again. Maybe.
Okay.
The best commitment yet.
Close.
Maybe we should look at the other the scenario. If things stay as they are, if the deadline is passed and we don't, and these other people have been nominated, then I feel that that new board could appoint, just like John Martin was appointed, somebody to fill that last position.
Hmm. How many people here have ever written a master plan? I mean, a serious master plan? Me too. Okay? Just three or four people here have done it. You can't simply say, my master plan is only going to work if these people do it. Seriously. Your master plan has to be universal, so anybody can be plugged into any position. And I did this in emergency services for 27 years. I couldn't guarantee that Captain A was going to be the guy responding to this call, so therefore I knew his level of expertise.
But you knew his level of expertise. That's the number one thing.
But I did, but I can't guarantee he was going to be there.
Exactly. You can't guarantee it.
Okay, and well, the same thing holds true on this. The master plan has to be some. What happens if you guys did get the people that you wanted in there, okay? And I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying, what if you did, and one of them died? You know, see, and so it has to be universal. You have to be able to plug persons in, one person in and take them out. It's just like when you go to Europe, you better have your little adapter with you. You're not going to get electricity, you know? The whole thing is that the plan has to be universal. You have to be able to plug different people into it. And if you don't, if you can't.
But and I appreciate that. But what happens if I hire people, don't I look for the person that is most qualified for that job?
Yeah, but we're not hiring someone here. We're voting for them. Mm-hmm. And
exactly.
And the membership.
And that's exactly
the
right.
Membership. And so you guys work for the membership. I'm trying to just tell you from all my experience writing master plans, implementing master plans, and working under master plans is that you cannot assume or guarantee that Captain A is going to be on Plan B at this particular emergency because it doesn't work. And the same thing holds true for Deer Springs Ranch. I think that you have to have a plan that will universally work for everyone. And I don't disagree. I don't disagree that yeah. If I in a perfect world, my master plan, Captain A would do Operation B at this emergency, but it doesn't work that way. And I think that what you're doing is you guys are just kind of going at each other today. And I think there's a lot of work to be done, and you need to get ready for that meeting in September. And I'm hoping that everyone can kind of get on the same page here.
Phil? Oh, I thought you had
your
hand
up. Yes, I'm sorry. Like Val, I was taking a pause there. So I see that with the nominations we have, they are, in a sense, put in by acclamation because there are not more to vote on than there are positions. Is that correct or no? That's one thing I need to understand. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That is correct. It seems logical and sensible to me that those people that will be on that new board, knowing who they are and who they might be willing to work with, other people could identify themselves as being willing, or you could ask somebody you feel you could work with, to be on that new board. And in light of the fact that the deadline has passed, that's why I think we ought to just leave it as is, let the new board choose somebody that they can work with and move forward.
Is that an emotion?
So I would make then a motion that we do not extend the deadline for nominations.
Wait. There was already a motion on the table and a second that has never been taken care of before we make a new motion.
You made the motion?
No. Dale made a motion. I seconded the motion, and it's never been voted.
Because you made the second before we had it separated there as to what we were deciding on, because there were two parts.
And I think he made it as a form of question, but I will yield the floor and be number two in line, but I will finish describing what my motion would be. My motion would be, as I stated, that we leave things as they are at this time. That, let's see, I've lost my train of thought just a little bit.
Stick to the deadline.
Okay. Stick to the deadline.
For the candidates.
For the candidates. Uh-huh. Seems like there's something else, but I'll leave it at that. So I yield the floor to the president again.
All right, then. The motion that Dale had made was twofold. Extend the deadline till Monday, 5 o'clock, and at which time also, at that time, choose whether or not he is going to have a master plan presented.
And candidates.
And candidates. And candidates, yes. It's been seconded by Shauna. I call for the vote. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
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 So?
So then it's a stalemate, and you have to go forward with the laws that are set down, which the deadline is passed.
Okay. And then we don't need your motion.
Then my motion's a moot point.
Okay. All righty. So that means we have to have the nominees in today.
Fifth.
The fifth was the deadline.
The fifth was the deadline, not today.
The fifth was the deadline.
The ones that
today's
we have were deadline. They were met the deadline by the fifth.
So the other ones they listed are not in it.
No, those ones we have on that list of four people. There was actually six people by the deadline. Six people, but two of them dropped off. Now there's only the four.
No. Okay. I don't know if we should speak at another time on the agenda, what you would like to have put on the agenda. If any members have come to you about specific information they want to have added, anybody? Or should we discuss this now, you think, Barbara? Because you and I are putting it together.
I'll just tell you kind of how it's been. Bill already knows this. Bill, you know, you already know this, but it's basically been that, you know, you get up and you welcome everybody and you do your thing, and then the board members just can't be, well, they have a financial report. We went through last year, you know, last annual meeting, and they all accept that. And then the GoPro board member has a turn. There you go. You got
it. I had
it. Yeah, and each board member gets a turn to say their thing. And then last year we had the big thing on Meadow Canyon. This year, you know, if you want Dale to present his plan, that would be the big thing, you know, for that. And you said you wanted to have the person on the fire, the emergency person come and mm-hmm. talk, a guest speaker.
But what I'm saying is I know that there are members that who have asked for specific information.
I can address that somewhat. As far as Ron Mail is concerned.
Oh, you're talking about that one.
I think on this legal notice, we have to include his, which was submitted last month, the conflict of interest.
Yeah, he's already submitted what he wants put in the
form. And his second item was that professionalization of the board, for lack of a better term. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But see, those items, like last year, they had the pros and the cons on each of the major issues that you're voting on, and so we would do the same with his item. His item would be on the ballot that's mailed to everybody, and then you send out the pros and cons, but you can discuss it here, too. Your pros and cons on here on Ron's ideas, and he wants to be available via teleconferencing.
All I'm saying is, he has submitted those, but, and so in answer to Candy's question, there are two items that I know of that have been bylaw requests.
And then there's also the tabled motion from the conflict of interest and the vote. There's also that one.
There is that motion that needs to be brought up.
And that was just my question. Were there any other items that I'm not aware of that Barbara and I have to include?
Other than those three then, huh?
No, I don't know of any. That's why I'm asking the rest of the board.
I'm sorry. I just know those three.
Well, yes.
What? What I had asked for was to have a guest speaker here to talk to the members concerning fire safety, implementation of different things, and Brent has said that he would speak with someone from the BLM and have them here for the annual meeting.
So, like fire prevention. I like watching other people's houses burn down.
That's what a guest speaker is here.
You need to give me a time frame so I can tell them you'll be here, you'll be speaking at this time, because I don't really want them to have to come out here and sit and wait.
Agreed. And that's why what I wanted to do was to have them up front before we go through the nominees and manager's report and all this other stuff. I'd like to have call the meeting to order. It's at 1 o'clock. I would like to have the guest speaker at that point speak.
I'll let them know.
And you're going to give them, like, about, what, 5, 10 minutes?
They'll probably need about 10 minutes is all. I'll just tell them they got 10 minutes.
And my other question here is the minutes from 2005.
That's your secretary.
If you'll give me back that outline that I gave, that's what I gave you last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will. It's basically just that outline. I mean, I don't.
I have the minutes from 2005.
You have them written?
We have, yeah.
No, he never wrote them up.
Larry Walters was audio. Too. Then he was overwhelmed doing all those other documents. He wondered if I would. So it never was done.
It never was written.
So I can tell you right now, it will be basically this outline. That's about all we have.
We have a whole audio tape if you want to hear it.
I don't.
You don't want to hear it while you're flying. So
it won't be controversial. It'll be just pretty much matter of fact.
Okay. Barbara, you and I probably, if anyone else is interested in coming together and try to put that together for the newsletter information.